有趣的俚语。
The first spelling is unveiled. This means to reveal something, to show something. Unveiled, U-N-V-E-I-L-E-D.
我们注意了，英国人的用词通常来讲都是用中等难度的词啊，因为他们讲话呢比较讲究。Unveil 其实就是揭去面罩 ，show you， 对不对？把什么什么东西露出来，但是他们不说露，他们说 unveil。U N V E I L E D unveiled
unveiled very good yeah watering sweet is in there in the chat room
真好看大家谁记得最快
number two unpalatable U N P A L A T A B L E unpalatable
注意发音再听 David 老师多说几遍
unpalatable
unpalatable
unpalatable this means something that you don't like
你不喜欢的
yeah
不合你胃口的
It's often used for food, unpalatable, 不好吃的。
我不喜欢那个 strawberry 味道的，我喜欢 blackberry.
You find it unpalatable, but you can use it in life too for something that you don't like.
好，你生活中不喜欢的，你不喜欢的食物都可以叫做 unpalatable.
Number three, devastated. We've had this before. This means completely ruined, completely in bits and pieces, devastated.
完全摧毁了，完全破坏了。Mm. Devastated.
It can mean your mood as well. It can mean very, very sad. Devastated.
也可以用作情绪哈。
Oh, yes. If you're devastated, if your boyfriend breaks up with you, you can be devastated.
完了、
yeah.
就是什么样的情绪打击，重要的情绪打击的时候，摧毁性的打击、
yeah.
就可以叫做 devastated.
It's really, really, really serious.
非常坏的，非常糟糕的情况。
Yeah. 好。Number four is patronizing. P-A-T-R-O-N-I-S-I-N-G. Patronizing. This is when somebody treats you like a child.
Somebody treats you like a child.
So if they're trying to say... Now, when you drive a car, you first open the door. You know, if someone's speaking to you like that, they're being...Patronizing.
有人呢，就是有一点像那种高人一等的态度来对待你的时候、
right.
或者是把你当成一个小孩子 treat you like a child.
That's right.
就跟你讲说啊、哦、什么什么阿妈要乖哦妈妈今天要去哪哎这种口气跟你说话叫 patronizing、
yeah.
啊把你当成一个小孩子一个一无所知的人来对待 P-A-T-R-O-N-I-S-I-N-G. Well, usually the instructors.Instructors will treat you like patronizing.
Well, they don't have to at all. Patronizing is not a good word.
好，不是一个好词，
no.
不是一个褒义词、
no.
啊，是一个比较的，大家自己感觉。另外呢 ，I got one more word here. Perception. P-E-R-C-E-P-T-I-O-N.
Perception. That is somebody's viewpoint. Somebody's 看法。
你的看法、你的感知能力你的觉察力啊，这是我们多赠送大家一个好不好 Perception 感知觉察力好，一会儿我们在文中会听到很多关于 Perception 的词语啊。好这是第一段的单词拼写四个非常经典的英文单词来说说 idioms
Number one we've already been through is parallel parking Parallel P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L It's 平行的 right?
就是平行的
Okay
对对对
Parallel parking This means when you park from end to end Perhaps along the side of the road Parallel
就沿着路边吧整整齐齐的停好车沿着一条线平行的 Parking end to end Parking along the side of the road Between other cars、
It's often between other cars Number two Very tight parking space This means a very small space Not much room
我们来形容空间比较紧比较窄的时候呢、用这个小词儿叫 tight T-I-G-H-T 就是非常窄的、very tight parking space 就是 very small not much room 实在是太窄了
That's right
你要是搞个加长版的车的话估计还停不进去smart 可以停进去、a very small place not much room、
and number three is using patronizing againIncredibly patronizing means being very, very patronizing and really treating someone like a child and speaking to them about things that they already know.
就是特别特别的 patronizing、就是、
Incredibly
以至于我们都无法去形容的 patronizing、好那究竟怎么会文中会出到这个词呢我们一会儿去听一听看哦好 incredibly 你可以用这样的一个副词形式去形容这个形容词 incredibly patronizing being treated like a child、I feel like nobody's been feeling like treated by a child、
Questions Number one listen to the to the clip and tell us what proportion of women failed their driving tests last year because of parking or failing to park.
第一段主要是大家打电话进来说自己的情况啊。那么我们来看第一个问题呢，就是说呀，大概有多少比率的女性在去年的驾照的这个测试的当中呢没有通过，仅仅是因为parking 的问题、
嗯、
啊 ，proportion 这指的是比率，
嗯，
啊、这个分量啊 ，proportion。
And number two, now these are three people that make phone calls to the program. The first one is called Sarah, and she says that she has poor perceptions of what?
好，第一个打进电话进来的叫 Sarah 啊，莎拉。那他呢说我呀某方面的能力呢比较差一点，尤其是哪方面的 perception 呢？大家注意听，关键词就在。Poor perception 上面，大家注意听，前面的前缀是什么？哪方面的感知能力它比较差
？And number three, how long has it been since Kerry, the last caller, passed her driving test, despite the fact that she couldn't park?
第三位打进电话叫 Kerry 啊，问题是关于她的，请问她的这个驾照呢是在多少年前获得的？我天，这个驾照也太长了吧！太长了吧，但是现在这个级别好不好，技术好不好，我们就不得而知了。好，第一段呢由主持人来引申出三位啊电话使者，我们一起来听听看，其实挺有意思的一些 fact。
There is no easy way to break this to you. Women are not as good at parking cars as men. New figures have revealed this unpalatable truth. Almost a third of all women who failed their driving test last year did so because of parking problems. So here are Sarah, Georgia and Kerry.
I'm quite bad at parallel parking. I have quite poor depth perception and distance perception, so I find it quite difficult. And I have been known to get out of the car and ask my husband to park for me.
I am a great parker and I firmly believe that women are told so often that they can't park cars, but they can. I think if you believe you can do it, you will do it. It does annoy me immensely when men are surprised when I can park into a very tight parking space.And I find it incredibly patronising. But women can park. It's easy.
I've never been very good at parking. Ever since I first passed my driving test, they made you park between two concrete blocks. After my first attempt, I failed. Four attempts later, I still hadn't parked the car between the two blocks. So I was absolutely devastated. And in fact, they passed me anyway, with a warning that I should at least try to learn to park in the future. I still hadn't, and that was more than 20 years ago.
Sarah Dean is a driving instructor for the AA driving school. Hello.
Hello.
And Quentin Wilson joins us too, motoring journalist and TV presenter. There is no easy way to break this to you. Women are not as good at parking cars as men. New figures have revealed this unpalatable truth. Almost a third of all women who failed their driving test last year did so because of parking problems. So here are Sarah, Georgia and Kerry.
I'm quite bad at parallel parking. I have quite poor depth perception and distance perception, so I find it quite difficult. And I have been known to get out of the car and ask my husband to park for me.
I am a great parker, and I firmly believe that women are told so often that they can't park cars, but they can. I think if you believe you can do it, you will do it. It does annoy me immensely when men are surprised when I can park into a very tight parking space.And I find it incredibly patronising. But women can park. It's easy.
I've never been very good at parking. Ever since I first passed my driving test, they made you park between two concrete blocks. After my first attempt, I failed. Four attempts later, I still hadn't parked the car between the two blocks. So I was absolutely devastated. And in fact, they passed me anyway, with a warning that I should at least try to learn to park in the future. I still hadn't, and that was more than 20 years ago.
Sarah Dean is a driving instructor for the AA driving school. Hello.
Hello.
And Quentin Wilson joins us too, motoring journalist and TV presenter.
Practice already from Say in the chat room. Good job again, Say. Three full answers.But we are not going to just give it to you, we're going to read it again for you.
就是 Debbie 老师的课堂上最大的收获就是大家可以原原本本的把刚才你听到的内容用超级慢速讲解的语速再重新听一遍。How exciting is that?
There's no easy way to break this to you. Women are not as good at parking cars as men.
外国人说话就是开门见山、哦、我必须要向你们透露这个事实了，虽然很残忍，但是你们要听好了，女性在开车 在停车的时候呢，就是不如男性啊，汉下。
New figures have unveiled this unpalatable truth.
新的数据呢，向我们揭示了这样一个非常令人不舒服的事实，那就是
Almost a third of all women who failed their driving test last year did so because of parking problems.
Listen, I'm going to repeat. Almost a third of all women who failed their driving test last year did so because of parking problems.
And now here are Georgia, Sarah, and Kerry, and Kerry's the first one.
现在来听听我们的三位听众 Sarah, Georgia, and Kerry 自己的说法吧。
Sarah says, I'm quite bad at parallel parking.
Sarah 说我毫不否认，其实我的这个平行停车实在是太糟了。
I have quite poor depth perception and distance perception, so I find it quite difficult.
Listen up, I'm going to repeat this. I have quite a poor depth.Perception and distance perception. So I find it quite difficult. 我在两方面的这感知能力上有问题，所以我觉得太难了。
Extra 5 points if you get that. And I have been known to get out of the car and ask my husband to park for me.
那怎么办呢？通常我要遇到停车的时候，我就下车，然后让我的 husband 来帮我停好。
The second caller says, I'm a great parker, and I believe that women are told that they can't park cars, but they can.I believe you can do it. If you believe you can do it, you'll do it.
哇，第二个呢是一个以身说法者哈，他说我知道了，大家都说外面停车很烂的技术，就会告诉你我就停得很好。另外，如果你要相信你可以停得好，你就能停得好。看来他自己还是像你的 sister 一样，还是不错的哈，很自信。
It does annoy me immensely when men are surprised that I can park into a very tight parking space, and I find it incredibly.Patronizing, but women can park. It's easy.
他说呢，我每次哈都觉得很奇怪，是当我在高难度的地段停好车以后，尤其是那种非常狭窄的空间的排好这个停好以后，很多男性都以惊异的眼光、不相信的眼光、不知可不这么叫吗？不无法相信的眼光看着我说啊，是真的吗？事实上，我想说 ，women can park. It's easy.
And finally, here's Kerry who says, I've never been very good at parking ever since my first driving test. They made you park.Between two concrete blocks.
我的第一次就 Kerry 说呢，其实我一直来讲 parking 都很糟糕的，但是我的第一次驾照的考试的时候呢，我就停得挺好，因为当时呢，他让我停在哪儿呢？两栋 concrete blocks 之间。
After my first attempt, I failed. 4 attempts later, I still hadn't parked the car between the two blocks. I was absolutely devastated. But in fact, they passed me anyway.
反正他也没有挺好，但是他最后还是过了哈。所以说你看这浑水摸鱼吧。
With a warning that I should at least try and learn to park in the future.
但是警告他说，你以后呢，既然你是拿到了，即便是你拿到了驾照，但是你以后还是要不停的练习。
I still haven't, and that was more than 20 years ago.
但我现在呢，20 years 过去了。我的技术还是那么烂。
And that's the answer to number 3.
好。
And finally, just introducing the two speakers for the next clip. Sarah Dean, a driving instructor, and Quentin Wilson. But we'll meet them in a minute.
好。这就是差不多第一段的内容。刚才呢 ,David 老师用自己的语言给大家解析了一下。接下来的时间我们要看看聊天室，看看我们的在线课堂的 online chat room. How many of you got the correct answers? We're going to check now.
Not bad, actually, says in there.
Yeah, we need some keywords. For example, if you're giving us some parallel parking, give us some of the, for example, like a depth. 这些我们都可以算对哈。Patronizing, concrete blocks,都可以算对，我们在 David 老师的带领下呢，一起来看看第一段的问题。
Right, the first one. What proportion of women failed their driving tests because of parking? And actually, Jackie and Say, you both got this. It was 1/3.
1/3怎么 ？1/3. 那么2/3怎么说
？2/3.
对 ，2/3. 啊
，That's right.
3/3就不说了啊。好，1/3 1/3.
Good. Or a.都可以，
还不错吧，只有1/3而已。
Not great, is it?
你知道其他1/3可能是因为各种问题。
I think so.
反正women要通过驾照考试是挺难的。
Number 2, the first caller, Sarah, says that she has poor perceptions of... Now, this card, and I don't think we've... Ah, we do. Jackie Wu has the answer. 5 points extra to Jackie.
了不起了不起、嗯、那是什么呢是什么能力呢
The answer is depth, D-E-P-T-H, depth and distance, D-I-S-T-A-N-C-E. Depth is how deep something is, 深 right?
哦就是多深
多深深
有多深
Yeah,
对对对
and distance is the...距离
距离对对对
so,
距离
she has poor perceptions of and there's watering sweet has popped it in the chat room for everyone as well
真的吗其实倒车这就说明了倒车呢需要非常好的 spatial awareness、
mm.
而且你还要去计算 you have to calculate、
yeah.
包括它精确计算出车与车之间的角度、
mm.
距离啊，这些都是所以你看要女性在一分钟之内或者几十秒之内反应出来
you just have to practice
倒也是
it's all right And final question, how long has it been since the last caller passed her driving test? And the answer is 20 years. And she still can't park.
20年20年还是听不好。但是当年让她过了这个考试还是了不起啊。
嗯、I don't know.
现在要是您摇号的话估计不会让你过的。